This is sa-news.com. Make false allegations of racism and be dismissed. Eskom Chairman Maligapuru Makgoba. The chairman of Eskom, Maligapuru Makgoba, issued a stern warning to employees who falsely accused their colleagues of racism and encouraged Eskom staff to think about how these accusations could affect someone's reputation, and said those who are unsure about what they are complaining about should rather remain silent. Makgoba's comments come during the announcement of Eskom's annual financial results for the 2020 and 2021 financial year earlier this week. "We must be careful to make baseless accusations against people because they are of another race. You can imagine what happens to a man or woman when they are accused of racism. Sometimes they will never recover," said Makgoba. He warned that Eskom would investigate allegations of racism, and if an employee was found to be lying to damage another's reputation, they would be shown the door. Makgoba's warning comes after an independent inquiry into Eskom CEO André de Ruyter acquitted him of racism allegations by Eskom's former procurement boss Soliti Tsanganu. These false allegations included abuse of power, racial discrimination, poor governance, irregular recruitment, irregular staff appointments, and illegal procurement, which came after Soliti Tsanganu was suspended in February. De Ruyter denied the allegations, explaining that the suspension was about Soli's incompetence, not his race. In effect, a simple and straightforward operational issue dealing with underperformance has been elevated to parliamentary level, De Ruyter said after Tsanganu's allegation reached Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts, SCOPA. Tsanganu's allegations are entirely without merit and appear to be an attempt to subvert Eskom's internal disciplinary processes, said De Ruyter. De Ruyter claims that Tsanganu cannot achieve key performance targets, including his inability to negotiate payment terms with large multinational companies, which do business with Eskom. He also submitted an affidavit to Parliament listing 21 charges against Tsanganu, which led to his suspension. SCOPA initially intended to investigate the claims against De Ruyter itself, but stopped after Eskom launched its own independent investigation. Under senior lawyer Ishmael Semenya, the investigation found no violations by De Ruyter or anyone at Eskom, as alleged by Tsanganu. In an apparent reversal, Tsanganu then denied the allegations he sent in a series of letters to Cyril Ramaphosa and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan. Semenya describes the denials as astonishing and warns that the allegation could potentially harm Eskom's financial status. Eskom said Tsanganu knew the allegations were false, heinous and unfounded. The state entity fired Tsanganu after a separate internal investigation found him guilty of gross misconduct and breach of duty and responsibility. Please visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.